The second one I was going to do is called Fiedler Pro RSS Reader. Some of you may remember a few years ago I did a demo of RSS on the computer, so I've now graduated to RSS on the iPhone. RSS stands for really simple syndication, which really doesn't stand for anything at all, but it's a quick way to know what's new on a website. For example, you could go on the Carroll Center website and look all around and try to figure out, gee, what's new there since the last time I looked on the Carroll Center website, and have to move all around the place or whatever. Or you can subscribe to RSS and you'll just get one or two feeds that tell you immediately what are the new things that are there since the last time you were there. So this Fiedler, it's spelled F-E-E-D-D-L-E-R. It's a little weird. There's a light version that's free. You could try that out first. I did not like the light version because it was hard to search for things. It's much easier in the pro version, which was like, I think, $4.99.
News folder. News sample. Radio folder. Fiedler Pro. 54 new items.
First thing is you hear 54 new items, or whatever the number of new items are. These are items from the various RSS feeds that I have not yet read and disposed of. So I'll now go into the app.
Fiedler Pro. Subscription. Account. Button.
First page you come to is what's called a subscriptions page. These are the RSS subscriptions that you have set up. It's just a list, and underneath each are the number of unread messages, the ones you have not gone through yet.
Daily writing tips. And Carroll Center. BBC News. Africa. 19. All Africa News.
The reason I use this is for sort of staying abreast of news, various interesting topics, which may be a little to the side, things I wouldn't normally quickly go find on a website or have quickly available to me in email listings. I worked a lot in Africa, for example, and you don't find African news very readily. So I use it for, among other things, news on Africa, news on my old profession, economic development, agricultural development.
All Africa News.
So it's something called All Africa News.
19. BBC News. Africa.
BBC News Africa.
24. Carroll Center.
And various other areas. Okay, Carroll Center, which we'll go in there. So I have a whole listing of things. The name of it first, and then below that,
one,
the number of messages or, you know, postings that I have not yet listened to. And these will vary according to RSS feed. That All Africa News, The Guardian, they'll have over 100 a day. I don't go through all of them. I may just go through the first 5 or 10 at the top, see what interests me, and then wipe them all out. Something like Carroll Center maybe has only 3 or 4 every week. We'll just go into the Carroll Center.
Daily writing, one. Carroll Center.
It's Carroll Center. You can either double tap on the word Carroll Center or the one just below it.
Subscriptions. Back button.
Okay.
All. Button. Selected. Unread. Button.
You can select to just look at unread messages, those that you haven't read yet, or an all button. I stick to the ones that I haven't read yet. The all, I don't know, it might go back like a couple of weeks or so. I'm not exactly sure how far it goes back or how many messages because I don't use it. For me, what's interesting is just what I haven't read yet. So just below that, you'll get each of those unread messages, you know, sort of unread headline, plus maybe just a little bit of text, a couple of lines describing what's in there.
Settings feed, button, Carroll Center, heading. 2013 Carroll Kids Award for the Advancement of Student Literacy Through Quality Instruction. Friday Bulletin. Saturday, March 2nd. Kate Crahan. Arlington, MA. Was recognized for her outstanding skills and dedication to the education of students with visual impairments at the Carroll Center's 13th Annual New England Regional Braille Challenge. The Carroll Kids Award was first introduced in 2009 to recognize licensed teachers in Massachusetts who demonstrate advanced knowledge, specialized skills, and broad experience as an educator.
It's not supposed to read that much. Usually we'll just read like a couple of lines or so. We would normally just double tap on it. We'd hear the entire message.
One of one. Previous icon. Next icon. Mark on stop. Google G icon. Action. Button.
Oh, okay. That is all red now. Never mind.
Done. Button.
So we'll say done. And we're out of the Carroll Center.
Subscriptions. Back button.
I guess I might have been in the actual field where we're reading the entire message. Let's assume I'm done with it. Or let's assume there's like 10 or 15 RSS posts. I don't want to read them all. I just read one or two. Okay, that's enough. And I want to wipe them all out so I don't have to go back and see these ones. Down the bottom right, there's a mark all as read.
Mark all read button.
Mark all read. You double tap on that.
Subscriptions. Account. Button.
Brings us back to the subscriptions page, and the Carroll Center will now be gone, at least until there's another new Carroll Center message.
Subscriptions. Heading. Edit. David Kingsbury's All Items. Daily Writing Tips. 2. Daily Writing Tip. 24. BBC News. Africa.
These are alphabetical, so BBC, after BBC News, was Carroll Center. Carroll Center is now gone, and we have these daily writing tips, and I have
2.
Various others. Now, if I want to create a new one, there's a search field. It doesn't say search, but down towards the bottom right, there's a plus button.
Download for offline, but plus button.
Double tap on the plus button.
Search field is editing. Enter URL or keywords.
We get a search field.
Dictate.
I'll dictate. We'll just say New York Times breaking news. New York Times breaking news.
Thinking. Ellipsis.
Double tapped. It's thinking. There's a search down the bottom right again.
Search. Dimmed. Inserted New York Times breaking news.
Now the search.
Empty list. The New York Times breaking news. Headlines and ellipsis. MSNBC.
And this will give us, you know, a search, maybe give us 6 or 7 options.
The New York Times, breaking news, world news and multimedia, http://www.nytimes.com/services/xml/rss/nit/homepage, XML.
If I decide that's the one I like, I'll just double tap on it.
The New York Times, breaking news, headlines and ellipse. Add to a new folder.
And this gives us a page. You can create folders. I don't have any folders created. I just have a list, but you could create different folders.
Nick greater than home page. Rename subscription. Heading.
If you want to rename the subscription, and you often do.
Nick greater than home page.
Because it's something like that, which doesn't sound like much. I would just double tap on that field.
Text field. Is editing. Nick greater than home page. Clear text. Button.
I'd clear it out.
Text field. More. Numbers. Dictate.
And then I'd dictate in what I want to call it. New York Times breaking news.
Thinking. Ellipsis. Text field. Is editing. New York Times breaking news.
Okay, once I'm satisfied, just above that, there's a rename button.
New subscription name. Heading. Rename. Button.
Double tap on it.
Okay. Editing. Rename subscription. Done. Button.
And there's a done button. So I double tap on that.
/search RSS. Subscriptions. Back button.
Okay, go back to the subscription page. And now the New
Account.
York Times will
button.
Be listed here.
Harvard Business Review. 11. History News. 5. Gina Freed. 4. Mother Jones. 1. New York Times breaking news. 10.
The first time you go in, it will put in 10, but something as busy as New York Times breaking news, it might be 40, 50, 100 a day or so. That's Fiedler Pro RSS Reader. Again, you can use it for various breaking news type things. I have a few odd little RSS feeds, like some inspirational tips of the day, recipes, Scientific American, Mother Jones, you know, things a little bit off the beaten path, but where, you know, there's often some very interesting information, a lot of political blogs, things like that. You know, if you find an article you like, you can then also forward it by email, Facebook, all sorts of ways to yourself, to friends, to whoever. That's fairly easy.
Thank you very much. Great.